Can you imagine being a man who's about to turn 40, about to have your midlife crisis? You've ruined the only good thing that ever happened to you and have destroyed your children's lives by destroying the relationship with a semi-decent looking person. I mean, I'm semi-decent looking. And you haven't seen your kids in 8 months. You get off on harassing your ex and making her life miserable. And you, like, literally don't have anything to live for. The only thing you have to live for is, like, having enough money to find a 20-something to sleep with you for your money. Because you already have, like, a below average Pen 15. And that's not gonna change. And you're already bald. You're hairy. You're short. And you have a beer gut because you're an alcoholic. Like, damn, that would suck. I feel so sorry for anyone like that.
Here we have the classic shaming language. Let's break this apart. She was the one that wanted this man. She slept with him over and over and had kids with him, that is, assuming she did not commit paternity fraud. She shames him for many things that he has no control over, such as balding and being hairy. He probably has a beer gut because he is depressed and uses drinking to cope. It is not uncommon. I could see how having a bitchy ex like her would cause any man to drink himself to death. She thinks she is hot shit and says she is semi-decent looking. She also claims he destroyed the best thing that ever happened to him. Again, she feels like she is God's gift to this man. She takes no accountability and blames the man for destroying the children's lives. She takes no part in it. Most women think they are angels and should be treated like a treasure. In reality, they are like demons. They will make your life a living hell and cause you to die a slow, miserable death. Avoid them and go your own way. If you are trapped right now, start stashing your cash and prepare your exit strategy.